Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello and welcome back to the App Betches podcast. I'm Sammy.
And I'm Jordana. And we have a very special person popping in from maternity leave. You guys can guess who
it is.
It's Jessica.
Hi, guys.
Welcome. Do you want to tell your birth story now or you want to tell your birth story later?
Birth story stays behind a paywall.
Okay, fine.
We're going to talk about the birth story. I'm going to come on back for seconds. When?
Next time.
Next week.
Are you going to bring your placenta?
No, but I did see it. No, I didn't save it.
Obviously. Please describe Not it on obviously. Back for seconds.
I will.
You already described it to me because I was very cute. I had many questions about it. Well, okay. Is that why we came on here?
No, we came on here for a different announcement.
Yeah, we shared some crazy news yesterday with everybody and the world, which is that Betches has a new parent company. Drum roll, please. Thank you for the drum roll.
LBG.
Yes.
The owner of Lad Bible. Many of you, I'm sure, have seen their Instagrams. They're on TikTok. They have accounts all over the English-speaking world. And they've been just, it's really been just incredible to have worked with them over this past year. The experience of selling the company was really an insane one. And I can't believe I'm even using those words on a microphone after these months of just like working on this project. It's been just crazy.
I know.
Yes. It's been wild. It's been a wild ride. And it's really crazy also just for me personally to be able to talk about it because I've been doing it for a really long time behind the scenes.
Right. And you couldn't even say something's coming.
I couldn't say something yeah. big as have. I couldn't talk
Regulators
about it like that.
Regulators hate when you say something's coming.
No, because, yeah, like I had two full-time gigs and couldn't talk.
Plus pregnancy.
Plus that. And also knowing that this was going to happen towards like around the due date, I was like, what the fuck is going to happen? But it was a wild ride and I'm so excited that like this has such a wonderful positive result and we're part of one of the biggest social first digital media companies in the world and now going to be in the US, which is us. So yes. It's so exciting, but I can't believe it.
I know, it's incredible.
Right?
I think that I didn't fully grasp like how much being the quote owner of Betches had like been a key piece of my identity. Like we've never existed post-college without that kind of attached to us as people, or just not even attached, like just there's no, it's inseparable, like it was who we were. And I don't know why it hit me really hard, even though nothing's actually changing, by the way, to the audience.
Changing, we're here.
Yes, I wanted to address that. And also like the content, I think there were I got some DMs being like, I want to make, like, the content is staying the same. It will only be here and get better as we
They love us
do.
For our content. They love us for our content, for who we are. If anything, I think we're really just working to make it even better, more funny.
And global. We're taking you to, you know, to new countries, new reach, and we hope to reach more Betches.
Wait, so I have to tell you, on Tuesday night, so we had to just little behind the scenes. Because of the way like regulations work, you have to sign your deal and then you have to announce it the next morning, like pretty much immediately. Like you can't have space between those things. And that's a legal rule. It's not a secret for basically our situation. So I felt like on Tuesday night between the time when like it was done and everyone knew, like I had like these crazy like feverish aches and I was like, I could not sleep. I felt as though I was sick, but I wasn't. And I just feel that it was like the company ownership leaving my body. Like, you know, like energetically.
I get that. But we were still the identity thing. It's like still founders of Betches, and we still are. Just to reiterate, we're still remaining here and not going anywhere. And it's like you said, it's only going to get better. We're going to be able to take this so much further, which has always been the plan. Like, it wasn't a plan to go anywhere. It was a plan to keep, to stay on, and to make Betches so much bigger,
right,
and better. And I'm so pumped.
Yeah, they really understand our vision. We spent, you know, a pretty decent amount of time with them over the past year with the LBG leadership. And they really, really love our brand, and they really understand the internet, how it kind of works operationally, and how to like create a business that's also really entertaining and funny and can connect with more people and is more shareable. And I'm just really excited. I think this was such a wild learning experience, like everything that went into it. And I feel like a different person. Like just having.
Well, it's like when your child leaves the nest.
Yeah.
A little bit. Although we're still here. But like.
But I mean, well, like you don't like go anywhere when your child. You're still in the house when your children leave.
But the company's still here too. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. No, I mean, we're not. It's just a different feeling, even if nothing is technically changing. The seriousness of the legal stuff and like how weighty it is, I think like really drove home for me how unique of a situation it is that we've owned a company since we were really young.
Yeah, like 21 years old. And it got me thinking.
I was 22.
I was 21.
Oh, no, 21. Sorry, 21. I was also 21.
Jordan is always the one that's
younger. I was also 21.
It got me thinking about like, you know, those early days and just being on our couch in our apartment, in our college apartment, just like messing around and who we were then and how different we are now, but also like how we're still the same even though we're different.
growing and changing.
Oh no, people say the same.
Oh, kind of, because like there's, I mean, it's funny because we just have, I feel like we still have the same like clowning around energy that we do.
We don't have the same clowning around energy. We desire
that.
For that clowning around. We have the same desire for that. Look, energy. We just had more of it.
We still clown.
I would love to clown more. If anyone would join me in the clowning. Just I don't feel
clown,
like,
how?
You know, I want to keep.
Do you want to go to Johnny O's on like, Wednesday night?
Just regular clowning. Like, you know, you could clown in adult ways.
What's the adult version of clowning?
Going for a brisk walk, like in the morning.
What
did you say?
Martinis.
Martinis. Yeah, but like.
Martinis and oysters.
Right.
Although now, like, oyster, there's like some fucking.
No, well, the difference between now and also is that Aileen probably has much stronger beliefs about oysters and their safety than she would in college when maybe our safety concerns were a lot lower.
That's the main difference.
Don't talk
I would
to me about
say.
My anxiety, okay?
It's hard to clown when the anxiety is in your clouding it.
No, I love a good clown. I just do it not Monday through Friday like I did in college.
she's on a very strict clowning schedule. Sorry.
I went out every clowning. Single.
Should we put a sign on the wall like a parking
clowning
sign?
In progress.
Like clowning. Only clowning from 6 to 8 p.m. on weekdays.
I think that should be our Betches slogan. Keep clowning.
Keep clowning.
Here's the thing. A lot of people are afraid of clowns. And
here's why this doesn't work.
No, but it's not about being a clown, like a real clown. It's about being like playful, and it's about like not taking yourself too seriously. And that's the Betches ethos. It's about like just having more fun.
Okay, what if we make that the slogan of the SoulCycle Time Machine movie?
Keep clowning.
We can put it on the posters.
Back to Clown Town.
Back to Clown Town. Oh, we can put that on the posters. See, now we have a marketing. We had a song last week. Levels is going to be the song that you play when you're riding back to the past. And now this week we have a slogan for the marketing.
SoulCycle Time Machine. Yeah. So, I forgot about that.
Keep clowning.
We've been thinking about it a lot. On these episodes.
I know.
Okay, back to Clown Town. Maybe that could be the second. Or no? Okay, I like it.
Why are we going back to Clown Town?
Because we're on the SoulCycle Time Machine. Back to Clown Town. Anyway.
But anyway, in terms of nostalgia, I think it did like kind of send me back to to all of the phases, not just the one in which we started, to all of the different phases, because it's almost 13 years. It's not just like founding. It's like continue to found and build and grow and what's got us and all of the ways in which we, it's not like we just went from like 21 to 34, right? We're all 34 now.
Yeah.
No, yes. I mean, Astrana? Yeah. What month is it? October?
It's been 38% of our lives.
Yeah.
And oh, it's, thank you.
I did the math. My phone calculator.
See, very,
someone's
very,
got a calculator.
See, this is, I think this has made us like real. It has, I think this is what I mean when I say this process has changed us. Like,
Jordana's using percentages. Like
you pull out your calculator to calculate that number.
Would I not have done that before?
But
no, you wouldn't have.
No matter, but throughout that entire time, despite like what, how, who we were as people, as we were really kind of figuring out not only who we were personally, but like who we were as business owners, leaders, how to grow a business and how to one day, like the goal was never to get us to this place. Like we didn't go out and seek this partnership. It kind of came together naturally. And I think it's cool to think about how we've always stayed true to what we wanted to do with Betches. Like that has always kind of remained the same. And I think that is the reason, because we weren't going after this, that is the reason why I think Betches has stayed and remained for 13, almost 13 years, this like beloved brand. And I'm just really proud of us and looking back and just proud of the team that we've built and all of the team members who have been with us throughout all this time. I always say to people throughout the transition of the business, like you'll always be part of the Betches story because like it really is a story. And this is just like one chapter and a new one is turning. What do you do with chapters? Start them. I just, it's really, it just feels very emotional, I think. I feel emotional about it. And also a lot of work to get here.
Yeah, and a lot more to do. Everything you're saying, I think, is so, so true. But also, like, the audience, like, everyone who's listening to this to, or to any property or anything of Betches, like we all figured it out. Like, we were figuring it out at the same time as, like, you guys have been figuring it out. Whatever it is, whatever
life
has thrown it at everyone, like, we are all sort of, I think it's just a very unique way in which the like social trends formed to enable us to actually go through it together and to keep experiencing it in like new places. Like I was thinking like Jordana with like you up and then you were on Brides and oversharing. And now I don't know how many people know about this. This is why you want to be a subscriber to You Up With Benefits, the new show Baby Steps. Like this is something that like people are doing with you, and it's just really, really special because I don't know, I feel like back in the day it seems like experts always would have the answers, or you know, and now we get to kind of connect with each other and all share in that. So it's a very special thing, and I'm really, really excited, and just thank you to everyone who's been with us for this.
Yeah, on that note, saying thank you to our whole audience, it's so cool to like get messages from you guys that are saying like, I've been here since day one. I've been here since this. I've been here since that, like over the course of like the timeline of the last almost 13 years. And it's just, I just want to really share a heartfelt, maybe on behalf of all of us, a heartfelt thank you to our audience and our followers and our listeners and our readers and the likers and the sharers, like literally everybody who's ever engaged with us over all these years, because again, like Sammy said, like we've been going through everything together. Like we've never pretended to know everything. Like we've never tried to say we're experts in everything. Like in everything that we do, we're trying to build a community around the brand and hoping that you guys can also not only connect with us, but connect with each other. And I think that has been one of the best experiences in just looking back about the company and also looking forward. Like that's not, again, nobody's going anywhere. We're only doubling down on this and like trying to bring more community and more experiences around community for our audience. So thank you for being here.
Yeah. I take back my comment about the child leaving the nest. I think this is like when your single mom gets married. Now you have new family. And it's additive, but it's a change.
Well, if you want to set my mom up with someone, I can let you know if that analogy is true.
We'll find somebody in the UK.
Yeah, we should. We should find her a nice British chap.
Lad.
British lad. She wants to live by herself, so they could be kind of like bi-coastal. And they, you know, kind of works for her.
Like a pen pal?
Sounds
like a pen pal.
No, but she just like wants to maintain independence with you, right? No, actually, you have to send it across
sir.
A boat.
A telegram.
Yeah.
Well, on that note, I think that we can keep going. We have a lot of topics to cover. But I'm going to jump out of this conversation because Sammy and Jordana are going to watch Fair Play. I was supposed to finish it, but I passed out last night. It's been a really long year.
Yes. It has.
It's been a really long year. I'm not lying. And you guys talk about it and I'll come back and I'll mute you because I really want to finish.
For years, I've been using men's razors because the quality of razors for women is seriously questionable. But disposable men's razors feel like settling. I finally tried the Athena Club razor I've been seeing online, and it was truly the easiest, smoothest shave ever. My old razors, honestly, they would rust up so quickly, and the shave I would get was so dull. My legs would get super dry. It would just be like an uncomfortable razor experience. But this razor is truly worth the hype. If you haven't tried it, you really need to give it a shot. Step up your shaving game now with Athena Club's award-winning razor kit. It's seriously the best on the market, and here's why. First of all, the Athena Club razor kit is an absolute steal at just $10. But don't let the price fool you. This razor packs a serious punch. It comes with a beautifully made ergonomic handle and two super sharp razor heads that deliver an incredibly smooth shave every time. You also get a game-changing magnetic hook in the razor kit for easy storage. This means no sitting your razor on the edge of your tub, no more goopy blades, no more razor falling down your shower floor in the middle of the night. Athena Club's razor glides effortlessly thanks to those 5 precision-engineered blades. The blades are perfectly spaced out to let your hair pass through with each stroke, and you'll experience less irritation, which is always a win in my book. Are you ready to upgrade your shaving experience? Switch to the best razor on the market and show your skin you care with Athena Club. Head over to athenaclub.com to try their award-winning razor and body products and get 20% off your purchase with code BETCHES at checkout. You can also find Athena Club razors at your local Target store. Trust me, you won't look back. Happy shaving. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you just need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been in therapy for years, and nothing has transformed my life quite as much as my therapy experience. And one of the things that I love about therapy is that it gives me all the tools I need to figure out how to manage my time, and also figuring out what depletes me, what gives me energy. Sometimes too much socializing depletes me, so I've learned how to manage the amount of time that I'm going out versus staying in, the amount of new people I'm meeting versus making sure I have that me time for myself, and that's definitely a skill that I've honed in therapy. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/betches today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/betches. Around the office, we have so many colorful framed art prints and photos. It creates such a fun atmosphere, and it gives our space that unique Betches character. I wanted to frame some stuff at home too, but custom framing can be so difficult and so expensive. So the things I want to display end up collecting dust in a closet. But FrameBridge makes it easy and affordable to get your special artwork and memories in frames so you can spice up your space with ease. I love FrameBridge. I framed my ketubah for my wedding. The process was unbelievably easy. They send you a canister to send in your artwork. They send you a few different options of ways that they can frame it. You get to pick. They're actually helping me also design the frame that works best with the picture and best for my home. And getting custom frames can be difficult. FrameBridge is easy and affordable to custom frame just about anything. You can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a retail store if you need some guidance. You can also upload a digital photo for them to print or mail your item in using their free, secure, prepaid packaging. Then FrameBridge custom frames your piece in the studio using the highest quality materials and ships it to your door in days for free. See why FrameBridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local FrameBridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com. Okay, so I finally get my chance now to talk about Fair Play. Sammy, let's discuss. I made you watch it last night.
You did. I was really happy to have something that I could get engrossed in like that. It's on Netflix, everybody.
It was number one a few weeks ago. I don't know if it's still, but I feel like enough people have seen it that we can discuss it.
I was surprised that I haven't seen more people talking about it. You're the only person who's recommended it to me.
Well, that's why I'm like, I almost forced you to watch it so we could talk about it on the show, but also just so I would have someone to discuss it with, because I don't really feel like it's talked about that much.
Well, okay. I don't think it's not talked about because it shouldn't be talked about. I actually think it's ripe for conversation. So basically the premise is that there's just spoilers ahead. It's kind of like a dark thriller, drama, psychological suspense vibes, where it starts with two main characters, like a guy and a girl who are dating, but they're working at the same hedge fund. And it seems like it's a very competitive, very premier hedge fund, and they're hiding their dating.
Their engagement.
The company. They're right. And then in the first basically like minute of the movie, they like get engaged and they're still hiding it from their colleagues. Basically, what happens is that the girl gets a promotion. She gets promoted to basically be her fiance's boss.
Portfolio manager. Big deal.
Portfolio manager. Big role. This is like what you're going for in the hedge fund world. Like, this is when you start getting real rich. Like, basically he like unravels from there, and there it just follows their relationship and how it totally just goes to shit from her getting this promotion and he's like completely unable to handle it.
I mean, I thought it was very entertaining. I know a lot of people don't, your mom didn't like it. What would you call it? Bad, good? Good, bad?
I would call it good, bad, because I didn't not like it, but there were definitely parts of it where I was like, this is so, it was incredibly predictable.
But then it also went off the rails.
Right. The end was like Uncut Gems status, just completely chaotic. And everything up to that, I thought was very predictable. Like, it was just very easy to know what was going to happen based on just the premise alone.
It's sort of like the ending is in the plot. But I don't know. I thought the acting was pretty good. I thought like
they're fighting. Their fights were scenes from a marriage.
Right. I felt like
it, marriage story level.
Exactly. I felt like it. I mean, there was sort of like a slightly traumatic rape, traumatic. I don't know. Like it was.
Well,
it got really crazy.
Well, what I wanted to actually ask you, because pretty much the whole movie you're seeing, again, major spoilers, the whole movie you're seeing it as like him being this absolute, like, psycho who can't handle her success.
Insecure or whatever, yeah.
Insecure, like, terrible. And you learn about him, like, you think he's way better, and then you learn that he's actually just has this job as a favor, and he's just, like, a total creepy weirdo in a lot of ways. Just as you think she is, like, you know, you're totally on her side, and you're like, he's the wrong one. You never come around to, like, think he's correct, but the end where she makes up a story to her boss that he was stalking her this whole time.
Right.
And not like when that's very easy to
that
prove
part was crazy.
False.
Yeah.
And then the actual ending with the scene with the knife, like then it made me just think like, oh, what is she doing? Like, I don't understand why she made up that lie.
I guess she made up the lie so that she could keep her, because he told them that they were sleeping together and she wanted to protect her job. So she put it all on him because he was already acting like a lunatic by like saying that he was a stalker.
But it's not like that. First of all, it was very easy to prove her lie, that she was lying about that.
I know that part was crazy. It's also like, if you're having an engagement, also you live together. Doesn't HR have your address?
That's what I mean. That's exactly, I literally said that. I was like,
I said that to Mike.
I'm together.
Like, how have they been keeping
this
from anyone?
We're putting too many. Yeah. I literally had so many holes in that. And there were so many things where she was like saying stuff like, I'm going to get you the job. I'm like, shut up. Shut the fuck up. And then like, you're not. He's going to report you to HR. He's turning into a lunatic.
I mean, we obviously don't work in finance, but I felt like that maybe is like somewhat accurate as to sort of what it's like. Like when he was like, you're a stupid fucking bitch. Her boss to her.
yeah, it felt almost like a simulation of a finance job, but not wrong. Back to her making up that lie. I don't really understand why she couldn't have like kept her job anyway, because they were on the same level when they started dating and got engaged. And also, he unraveled so ridiculously quickly. Like, how could she have gotten in so much trouble for basically keeping... It's not like she then started having sex with him after she got promoted.
No, I understand why she would keep it a secret. Because it's like, you want to be taken seriously. And I think there's already, like, a thing for women who are, like... If you're, like, dating someone in the office, it's like, oh, you're not here to, like, be serious and make a shit ton of money. You're here to, like, fuck around or, like, find a husband. Which I think maybe, like, there are a lot of women who go into finance and then meet someone and then, like, quit. Potentially.
Well, I mean... I mean, also, like, that's partially biology. Like, the men can't do the baby making, you know. The part of that is, like, biology that happens.
Right. But I'm saying, if you want to be taken seriously at these companies, like any company that you're at, you're usually trying not to date your coworkers.
Oh, no, I totally agree with that. I see why they would have kept it a secret for those 2 years. But after he went insane, why didn't she just kind of come clean then? Because it's not like what she had been doing previously was so wrong. It was like she got promoted while they were already engaged. Mm-hmm. They kept it a secret, but like also that probably would have looked really bad if they fired her for that.
Right.
Especially because he was the one who made this go completely off the rails. So to me, I just was like, it looks way worse for her to make up this fabrication at this point than to just say the truth. And then the last scene made me just think like she's like kind of crazy too.
You kind of have to be a lunatic to be in this world a little bit though. So I did almost like enjoy, like no one is like so pure and innocent who's like working in finance. It was funny when he was like, you're just pushing, like you're not doing anything great. You're just like making more money for like already people who are already rich.
But it's like he literally just said he wanted to like
do that.
wear the boss's skin, basically.
Yeah, that part was creepy. I knew that was not going to work. That was like very funny. And it was funny when she gets the job and he's like, so you're from like, what was it? Like, you're from Lynbrook, right? Like, so you must be like, so like
wrong so side of the tracks.
Wrong side of the tracks. Like Lynbrook's like a perfectly like normal area.
Long Island suburb.
Yeah. went to Harvard, like got out of there. It's like,
right?
It's like a normal city,
right? Exactly. Like it's extremely not a place that you're like getting out of. You know, it's like growing up in like, I mean, maybe Greenwich, Connecticut is not a good analogy. I mean,
not as but like, not as like no, but it's feeling as that. But it was just funny.
But like it's hardly like impossible to mobilize from there. But okay, good to know what people think. Yeah, no, and also, I mean, I guess like you do have to be kind of crazy, but I also think maybe the other lesson was like at the end, how the boss was like, well, you just, you know, let it go away. Let it just, people do crazy things, like let it go away. And what she says to him is wild.
Remind me what she says.
And he's like, it's fine. That he was stalking her. Like she tells the whole story and he's like, people do crazy things.
Right. Well, I kind of almost thought he was like implying that he knew that wasn't true. I kind of thought I kind of thought he was basically saying like, listen, like.
You don't have to make this lie up to me.
Yeah. I thought he was implying that because he was like, you fuck up.
Oh, you might be right. Then, I was like, so confused.
You know, like you figure it out. You figure out how to like make it go away. Or something, but
human resources mops it up.
Human resources mops it up. To me, was like, okay, you got yourself in. Like, and I'm sure again, finance guys notoriously probably are doing weird shit like this all the time. I'm sure. I think to me, it was kind of like, oh, you're kind of like one of us. Like, you're also
okay. I think you're. I think you're actually right.
Things. Yeah,
I think you're right, and that was my I misinterpreted it because I was thinking like. He's just trying to sweep it under the rug, but he doesn't realize she's lying. But I think you're right. No, I think you're totally right.
Because the way he was even looking at her when she was telling the story was like, the way he like didn't really say anything, was kind of giving her a look. And then after that says the thing about human resources mopping it up, to me was almost like, okay, you're like in the club. I mean, look at the stories they were telling at that like strip club about the guy basically.
We don't have to spoil that.
Whatever. Yeah. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, it was kind of like, oh, there's this world where people just do disgusting things and, like, you, like, get someone to clean up your mess for you. If you do it right, you're fine.
Yeah. No, you're right. I think that was the correct interpretation. Very interesting movie. Very chaotic. I'm curious what people
think. I was
entertained. No, I was entertained, too.
Even though I knew where it was going,
I was fully entertained. Also,
the engagement party part was, like,
okay,
so
here's
weird.
The other thing. Weren't people wondering where they were?
Like when the mom was like, this is how you're wearing to the engagement.
Right. Another thing. I was like, wasn't anyone looking for them? There were a few holes in the plot. I will just say that.
Right.
Which is what makes it good, bad.
Exactly. And remind me, good, bad is when it's like.
Think about it as like the thing that's intended goes before the thing that it is.
Okay. So good, bad. Got it.
Good, bad means like closer to good, but not like masterpiece good. I could draw you a chart.
Okay, yeah. Draw me a chart. I tried to also watch the Justin Timberlake movie on Netflix, and it was really bad. I always am reminded when I see him in a movie that he's a really bad actor.
What movie?
It was called, it's literally new on, it's like a murder mystery movie. It's like my wheelhouse. It is called Reptile. It has Alicia Silverstone.
Oh, I saw like the, yeah, no, I just didn't, I was a no. That was a no for me based on the title.
It's like a crime mystery kind of thing. Benicio del Toro, Alicia, like I thought the cast was great, but Justin Timberlake was like the lead and he's just like not a good actor.
Justin Timberlake is about to get fucked by Britney Spears' book.
Oh yeah. The 90s are coming back to Justin Timberlake. I think we should discuss that.
Listen, we all know that scratchy PJs can make a cranky kid. I want my kids to be comfy when they sleep and are rested in the morning, and that's why I snuggle them up in Little Sleepies. Little Sleepies makes award-winning bamboo PJs that moms rave about. I am said mom. I am obsessed with Little Sleepies. They are so, so, so soft. I just got one that was the Checkmates Zippy for my son Lucas. It's so adorable. And it's limited edition, so everybody go check it out. Little Sleepies Zip Romper Pajamas, aka Zippies, the ones that I got, were designed with thoughtful details like fold-over feet, mittens, and a double zipper to make the middle of the night diaper changes easier. Made from the buttery soft, custom milled Luna Luxe bamboo viscose, their zip footy pajamas are gentle on sensitive skin and babies with eczema. But what parents rave about the most? How long they fit. And Little Sleepies makes the best baby shower gift. They have inclusive sizing from preemie to adults 3X. There are also nursing and pregnancy-friendly styles available for adults. So try a pair of Little Sleepies today. Fair warning, you'll never go back. You can try Little Sleepies for yourself by visiting littlesleepies.com. Plus, get 15% off your order on littlesleepies.com with code BETCHES. That's littlesleepies.com with promo code BETCHES.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick but can't always afford the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you. Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There's no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. So it's no big deal if you lose a button, spill something, or you just need to take a break. They have inclusive sizing up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code BETCHES20. Just go to NUULY.com. That's Nuuly with 2 U's. And enter the code BETCHES20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's NUULY.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, and use code BETCHES20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Well, on that note, let's bring Aileen back for the Justin Timberlake convo, because I'm sure she's got thoughts about him requesting that Britney Spears have an abortion from his baby.
Are you looking for my thoughts?
Yeah. Well, should we give some background on like how we know this? What's going on?
How we personally know this? Who told us? Yeah. Okay, Sammy, give us background.
What's the background?
So Britney's memoir is coming out next Tuesday. It's October 24th next Tuesday. It's coming out. Yes, that is next Tuesday. It's called The Woman in Me. And basically it's her memoir, which is probably one of the juiciest memoirs I could fathom. And one of the things she revealed that has come out through previews is that when she was dating Justin Timberlake, so at some point prior to 2002, because that's when they broke up, she got pregnant with his baby and he had asked her to have an abortion. She writes in the book, "It was a surprise, but for me, it wasn't a tragedy. I love Justin so much. I always expected us to have a family together one day. This would just be much earlier than I had anticipated." But Justin definitely wasn't happy about the pregnancy. He said we weren't ready to have a baby in our lives, that we were way too young. If it had been left up to me alone, I would never have done it, had the abortion. And yet Justin was so sure that he didn't want to be a father. Yeah. So
wild.
Wild. She also writes about the abortion. She says, "To this day, it's one of the most agonizing things I have ever experienced in my life." And she has really experienced some agonizing things. So for that to be up there is really, really, really serious.
Wasn't the whole PR thing around her and Justin that they were virgins or something?
Yes.
That was part of it, really? Right?
I can't remember that.
Yeah, that was also like kind of the PR thing around any celebrity that
Jessica Simpson,
music labels wanted to be.
Jonas Brothers.
That was kind of important to that. It was like,
I never even realized that they had this like virgin.
There was a big purity ring.
I never put all that together.
You know what really made me realize that? The Miss Americana documentary. Basically, all these like female celebrities had to be super pure so that then they could reinvent themselves, or someone could reinvent them for them and fuck them up, where they could be like bad. Like they're like it sets them up to have a way of violating that purity that was like promoted and marketed.
But also a lot of Britney's songs, though, even though she was like pure, like very innocent, they were sexual.
I think those were the later songs too, though.
No, like Hit Me no. Baby One More
Baby
Time.
Baby One More Time. Yeah.
Oops, like, I did it again.
The music video of Hit Me Baby One More Time, she's like a schoolgirl with like a crop top.
Well, that's why. It was like this virginal, off limits. This is very 90s. This is like a very 90s view on sexuality. Mm-hmm. Like you have this like virginal off limits girl who's pure, but she's singing about being
she's like
dirty.
You a little
yeah.
Bit.
Yeah. That was like, and that's Britney Spears is probably like the best example of this of all.
Maybe Jessica
the pop
Simpson
stars.
Too. She also had her, I feel like she and Nick Lachey had their very much like, I have my purity ring and like.
Yeah, but Britney was like
Britney
young.
Was bigger.
Younger, bigger, and I think she was also more manipulated. The other thing, though, that Britney wrote in her book, not only that he wanted her to have an abortion, she accused him of cheating on her with another woman in the industry that she will not mention because they have a family. But she also admitted that she cheated on Justin with a dancer and choreographer, Wade Robson. So now Justin has two cheating anecdotes on his resume following, if you remember what happened in 2019 with him cheating on Jessica Biel. Yeah.
Yeah, this is not great.
Cheater.
Not great.
I don't like Justin Timberlake. Sorry.
I don't really either.
Isn't he on like a press tour right now with NSYNC?
I told you guys about that. He was like,
yeah.
He's on a press tour now with NSYNC. Yeah.
That's why he's on the press tour.
Anyway, I'm sure.
So that,
is that why they're on
this,
it?
I think this is why he reunited with NSYNC.
I feel like I just saw a song on the radio with
It's
them.
Funny.
But why do they do the song? Because I think he wants to look.
Reinvent himself as a good guy?
Maybe he paid the rest of NSYNC to come together.
NSYNC doesn't need to be paid by Justin. They will get paid by the label. No,
NSYNC needs Justin to make this band work, though.
Right, but they don't need him to pay. You know what I mean? It's not like he needs they want this. They're like, okay, yeah.
I'm just, it's this, funny. I'll take when it. I saw this headline, I like had weird vision of like Justin Timberlake getting a call from his publicist about the fact that like Britney Spears had put this in his book and like him having like a little bit of a meltdown. I don't know why that was like the vision that I had when I saw that.
I can envision it. Like I see it almost like, I see it as a scene. He's standing outside on like his pool outside the Hollywood Hills. And from inside, you can see him like absolutely just losing his fucking shit through like a giant glass window.
Yeah.
That's how I see him, like just throwing his phone in a pool or something, like just freaking out. Well,
the place
out.
That I picture him living in is the house in the music video that he's in, which you know, Cry Me a River. You know that one?
I don't know the house, but I could look that up because maybe it's like that's raining, what I'm thinking of.
And there's glass windows
maybe
everywhere.
That is what I'm thinking.
I think that's where everyone thinks he lives. I mean,
yeah. It's just, but okay, like the other thing with this is like, okay, Britney, sorry, I think Justin is doing this with NSYNC because if Britney's taking us back to 2000, he wants to take us back to 2000 and all the really positive associations that people had with him. So that's why I think he's like using this particular way.
I do think their relationship was probably like very much
PR for him.
Right. For him, more of a PR thing than maybe she was like more invested in it. I'm sure he wasn't the only one who would have encouraged her to do this. Although I don't, again, like I'm not saying it's right. I think that I'm sure there was like a lot of context to, I haven't read the book, to this relationship that also factors in here.
I have a feeling that that is exactly how their relationship was. And again, like, you know, I don't want to put the blame on anyone for him thinking they're, you know, him being like, we're not really in a relationship and her thinking they are, because who knows? Like, I'm sure he like let her keep thinking that so that he could continue to benefit from it.
I was thinking, Justin, like, if you can, like, from what I had shared a few weeks ago about the NSYNC thing, is like kind of a manipulative person. And probably had to do a bunch of stuff like that to make his way to what he is now.
Mm-hmm. Right. Like, but well, she also wrote that he broke up with her in a text message. So that doesn't really suggest that he was really that into her.
They had text
and messages? Then she, 2002?
I guess.
Yeah, you had early. T9.
Yeah, it was like, that's a tough, you have to like do a lot of finger work to break up with someone in a text.
Maybe his publicist did it.
Well, people had really good dexterity. We were playing Snake all day on our Nokia.
I'm imagining him typing this out, like you hit the 9 button we're three done. Times to get to the T.
There was no T9 in 2002.
Yeah.
It was Nokia.
Nokia. That's what I'm saying.
It was just
that had T9.
I feel like that's a lot of work to break up with someone on a text through the having.
He had someone he could pay to do it.
Yeah, maybe T9.
Right, he could have called.
Yeah,
and, you know, but so she also wrote that she was devastated and considered quitting the music industry because of him. I mean, I could think of other reasons that it would have benefited her to quit the music industry, but then we never would have gotten Blackout, which and Circus. So.
How old were they at the
time? In 2002, I want to say, I'm not sure exactly, but I want to say they were like early 20s.
Aileen, thanks so much for joining us. You'll be back when you're back from maternity leave, unless we sell something else before then.
No, I could go back. Maybe there's like something else that happens and I can just be like, hey, correspondent for, I don't know.
For Lucas.
For Lucas.
And you're coming on back for seconds to tell the birth story. Yes. So everyone who is interested
I'll
in
be
that.
There.
This is not the last you'll see of Aileen.
Yes. Or her placenta.
Oh my God. Okay, bye guys. See you.
Jordana, I know we have to wrap soon, but there's one thing I just had to ask you about. Did you watch Salt Lake City, the most recent episode?
I don't watch anymore.
Okay, did you hear that Mary Cosby learned this week that her son has been married for a year and he lives in her house and she didn't know?
I didn't hear this, no.
Okay, well then this isn't going to be a very exciting conversation, but I think this is one of the most wild things I've heard in a long time.
She's like a wild person, though.
He's been living.
Isn't she married to her grandfather?
Yes, but he's been living in her home and married, and she has no clue.
It's weirder to me that she married her grandma's ex-husband.
I know, but that's not like, that was an action that was weird. Like, it's more like this information. Like, how did she not get it? Like, how did it not come? She's like, it was really funny. She's like, you know, he lives with me, and then one day I see him rushing out to go somewhere all dressed up, and now I realize they must have been getting married.
Yeah, there's something more to that story.
I think the more to the story is that he wanted Mary to keep supporting them financially, and she wouldn't have supported the wife financially as well. So,
okay.
So he wanted to keep the money coming.
It's like forging welfare checks or something.
Kinds of. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. All right. So,
all right. Well, on that note, who are we sending to the Caymans? I think there's Justin. A clearer answer here. Yes. I have been waiting to send him to the Caymans for a while.
You might get to send him again next week, because next week the book is going to come out. Before we go, just one more thing on Speak Now at Betches version. Many of you have given us the feedback. Not only do you love it, but you want it to be a bonus episode. So we're going to do that this week. There's lots of things to cover and we want to be able to get through everything. So I'm going to be back with Holly for the Speak Now at Betches version bonus episode. And all of you Taylor Swift haters don't have to listen to me engage in what some would consider idol worship. Others would consider elementary Swifty dumb. So
that's it for this week's At Betches podcast. You can rate, review, and subscribe. Leave us a review, and we will be back next week.
At Betches is produced by Sean Kilby and Holly Wilkinson. Editing by Jazz Zapatos and Shannon Sassone. Be sure to follow At Betches on Instagram and send us your emails to podcast@betches.com. Betches.